Hi, I'm Phil Palucha from Billionaires in Boxers, and you are set to watch or listen to Leslie Nace. Fantastic interviews, incredible insights. Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Client Whispers. I'm your host, Leslie Nace. In this series, I interview entrepreneurs about the importance of communicating, both in the physical and spiritual realm. What inspiration guided them on the path to success in their business and personal life? Stay tuned and find out. Welcome to Client Whisper, where intuition is the heart of innovative business. I want to know how creative, successful business people and thought leaders follow their dreams and make a difference in the lives of others. Today's guest is Sophia Soul. Sophia runs a worldwide organization dedicated to empowerment of self and others. She is also the creator of Global Movement of Love, Growth, and Connection through her organization, Sacred Community. Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you, Leslie. It's an honor to be here with you. Really, really, really is. I'm excited.
It is always a pleasure and joy to be with you.
Yes, yeah. It's wonderful. It's very exciting to be able to chat with you.
Good. So I am going to start off with your journey. You know, I want to know a little bit about how you got to the place that you are as a creator of a worldwide organization.
Right. Long story, but really, really short. Basically, the real quick answer is just really surrendering and following my guidance. That is truly, truly the answer of how I got to here. But my journey really quickly, well, I've got a little bit of a unique journey, the fact that I was born into a body with a genetic condition. And I've had over 30 operations in my life. I used to be in incredible pain, chronic pain, and not able to walk very far because of the bone condition. The genetic condition affected all my bones. And that, when I was growing up and I was having all those operations, that really impacted my life, not just on a physical level but an emotional level. It impacted my self-esteem. I had no self-esteem because I grew up being bullied at school. I looked different. I'm only 4 foot something at a stretch. And I stood out, even though I was rather short. And when, you know, children and teenagers, they're not used to anything different. They don't know how to cope with people who are anything that is different. So they tend to get bullied. That's why a lot of bullying occurs. And I was extremely bullied and had no self-worth, absolutely no self-worth. So in my late teens, early 20s, I made a decision that this is my life. I stopped blaming everyone. I stopped blaming my mother, the universe, God, everything else for what was happening in my life and started to take responsibility for my life because it is my life. It's got nothing to do with anyone else. You know, people might say things and do things, but how I react is my responsibility, is my thing. So I made that decision to really turn my life around and to start working on my self-esteem, which I did. I started to study self-esteem and I did lots of programs, read all the self-help books, started to teach self-esteem and run self-esteem workshops and retreats. And that slowly led me on a journey of just empowering myself and empowering others. At the same time of getting to a stage where I knew that there had to be something else for me physically. I went through a long period of time, I said, taking a lot of drugs, a lot of heavy-duty narcotics, pharmaceuticals for pain. And I got to a stage where my body just kind of yelled at me and said, no more. No more surgery, no more medication. Can't take this. Can't take everything. There has to be another way. So I stopped taking the medication and I stopped having surgery. And I slowly went through all the alternative healing methods until I discovered sound healing. And for me, I'm not saying for everyone, but for me, sound is my medicine. Sound healing does massive, amazing things to us because we are all just frequency. Sound is frequency. And that continued my journey till, and following my intuition and my guidance, I used to really just follow what I was told, and I ended up being able to travel with another sound healer. I toured up and down the east coast of Australia. I went overseas for 8 months doing sound healing, and then I was brought to where I'm currently living in a place called Newcastle in Australia. I was told that I had to come here, even though I tried to object. I really tried to object to that one. But I was told that I had to come here and that I would be staying here. And that was to have the honour to co-create a global community that also empowers women and men as well, in whatever they want to do. So
it's just an amazing journey. Now, you and I have spoke before, so I know part of your journey. But I have to say, listening to you today, I felt like one of those aha moments is that, you know, the genetic disorder that you were born with, and then what happened to you along the way was kind of like you built your own spine. You built your own body and your own path by, you know, taking charge of what was happening to you. Now, that doesn't, I mean, it, anybody listening is going to say, well, that sounds pretty easy, but that's not easy. There were a lot of ups and downs. So in this journey, we're going to get to the global movement and to our sacred community in a little bit. But, you know, through this, like, what was one of the most inspiring things that happened to you? What stands out as you followed your intuition? What was that time for you that really, you know, a memory that sticks out that kind of you'd like to share that really just went, ah.
I'm just thinking because there's so many. Probably when I really got into the sound healing, really, and again, just following that whole guidance. And all my life, I've been connected to Source, to the universe, what I call the universe. And all my life, I've asked for guidance or for signs and for guidance. And it was just like really trusting that whatever I was doing, wherever I was meant to be. And I've done, you know, lot with the sound healing. I said I've been able to do lots of traveling. I toured up and down the east coast of Australia, and all the time, I would follow the guidance on where to go, on where to stay, on, you know, coming right down to left or right. You know, do I turn left or right? I remember once I was driving down the highway and I got this guidance, this little voice saying, turn right, just turn right off this highway. And I've never been, I mean, I've been on the highway lots, but I've never been right. And I said, okay, we're going to go right. And I ended up going down right on a coastal road that I've never been before. And at this stage, I was car camping. There are times when I would house it. There are times my car was set up for sleeping in it, for camping in it. And I ended up sleeping on a cliff on the edge of Australia. Like literally you're looking down and there is the ocean and with the full moon, because it was on the east coast, and we'll get the full moon on the east coast. It was incredible. That was just one, but many, many things, you know, like being able to experience the healing energy of sound. And that was all through guidance. I just put it out there. And I was led to a person who does breath work. I was looking for a breath work and sound healing. And, yeah, I, over time, didn't happen all at once, but over time my body was able to transform and no more medication.
That's wonderful. And I love the fact that you're telling us so that, you know, it doesn't happen all at once, that it happens over time, that it, what I hear you say is that you're talking about resilience in your life, which is, you know, a wonderful lesson for all of us in this time, is to be resilient in whatever happens. Now, you went on to create the sacred you. And I'd love to have you tell us about that. And I want to hear, like, what inspired that? And what are some of your proudest moments with that, that you created?
Okay, so what inspired it is really, again, all my life I've been, I just had this feeling of creating opportunities for women to empower themselves. And to connect, I've been a big person. We have connection is one of our, is one of the six human needs. You know, we used to gather in communities, in villages, and connect, and also contribute to the world. I've always been, my whole life has been about serving the universe. And when I came down to Newcastle, which again was through guidance, because I remember very, very quickly I was house-sitting at the time and I needed to find somewhere for winter and I wanted to go north. And for us, north is warmer. But I was told that I had to go south. And I really objected because I didn't want to come south for winter because I'm a bit of a cold person, without not liking the winter too much. But I came down here and it was here where I caught up with a friend that I've known for a while and who was also about, you know, like creating communities for women all over the world. So we just started. It just started. This was just before COVID. At that stage, it was in-person events here in Newcastle and in Sydney. And then when COVID hit, we went online. And that is all through guidance, because it was like I kept getting this feeling of, you know, what would happen if we could create opportunities for people to connect online all over the world on a similar interest, whatever that interest may be, whether that is empowerment, empowering ourselves, empowering others, whether it's anything to in the metaphysical, you know, astrology and human design and tarot reading, whether it's just to connect and chat and get to know people that you may never meet in person, but you form that deep connection with. And that slowly happened, and we developed what we now call as the sacred feminine tribes, because they're groups, they're tribes of people. Originally it was women, but now it's for men as well. All over the world that come together on all different interests. And that slowly emerged into what is now known as Sacred You, where our mission, I guess, is to touch lives everywhere in whatever way that may be, whether it's just creating opportunities for people to make friends, or whether it's creating mm-hmm. opportunities for people to really empower themselves, empower others, empower their businesses.
Nice. Do you have any idea of how large your numbers have gotten? And how did you start off? I should ask you, you know, in comparison.
Okay. We have been going for a couple of years, but it's been a slow growth because our whole website, we've been building our website. My business partner has built the website. And that's just been growing slowly, slowly. So we haven't actually been focusing on bringing in people. Like, it's been happening just organically, like your beautiful self. And so we only actually just launched officially in May this year. Mm-hmm. And now we're still building. We're now currently working on our own online community, so we can go off social media and have everything on our own, on our website. So we're building that. And we're also about to have our very first Harmony Fest, which will be a big thing to bring Sacred You and everything else to the world. It will be a big event that we will be inviting lots of people, hopefully hundreds of people, to come in and experience everything that's on offer, which is not just us, but everyone from, you know, lots of people from all throughout the world. Anyone who's in the spiritual, mm-hmm. holistic well-being fields can be part of it.
So how many tribes are there in Sacred You?
Tribes, there's about 30. There's about 30 at the moment, and we can take a lot
at
more.
30.
Around about 30 different tribes, again, on all different fields, from, you know, from the empowerment, from self-esteem and self-love, to the community tribes and what the tribes that just connect. Quite a few metaphysical. We've got human mm-hmm. design and astrology and tarot reading, and we've got a tribe for people who are into the rituals and the, you know, the Wiccan and the witches. We've got all different tribes.
Nice. Now, what has been the biggest challenges or headaches that you've had in, you know, in building this community?
Besides the technology, headaches and challenges, which you get quite a bit when you build one on your own website. And all I think it's learning the lessons, even with technology and people. Like, there's so many different people in the world. It's one of the things that I've learned very much, that no one thinks like I do. You know, we all go in a generalization, you know, like we have a thought, we see something a certain way, and we naturally assume that everyone else is going to see it exactly the same way. And then you realize, well, no, that's not true. People see things very, very differently. And it's learning the lessons of all the frustrations, whether it's with all the different personalities or whether it's with technology, which also has its own personalities too. And, you know, down to your computers, and then you've got these things called Mercury retrogrades, which throws everything out in chaos. But really learning how to deal with all that without it affecting you. Because when you're having challenges, whatever challenges they are, the last thing that you really want is to get frustrated, is to get affected, because that's not going to help you overcome the challenges. It really, really isn't. So it's just really surrendering to what is, and surrendering the challenge to the universe, and really just allowing the universe to help overcome whatever challenges, and amazing things happen. I've really experienced some incredible things when we just let go.
I absolutely love that. You know, one of my favorite words is surrendering. I think that there's great magic in being able to surrender, especially in this day and age. When this is being recorded, you know, it's right now I'm in the U.S. and you're in Australia, and we have a natural disaster that's hit the U.S. at this time. And we've had several people can say that around the world, different natural disasters that seem to be hitting. And there are times where you just have to surrender to what's happening to, as you said, you know, you've got to hold that space for others. It's not getting, nobody thinks exactly like you do. And that's great, because when we can surrender and release, you know, our ego or self to it, then you open up to something greater. So that was beautifully said. Thank you. Now, I know that you have ongoing events, and I want to make sure that people know how can they, what are the events? How can they connect to you in the few minutes we have left here?
Okay. Thank you. Well, yes, we've got lots of events. We run weekly panel discussions, Inspire, Innovate, Ignite, Conversations That Count. And they're usually around two different panel discussions a week. So they're all available on our website. And like I said, coming up in October, in 6 weeks' time from now, is Harmony Fest. And that's also on our website, which is sacredu.love. Sacred and the letter U, .love. And if people go on that, they'll see the Harmony Fest that's now on our homepage. And all our panel discussions are under all our events, our What's On. We have lots of other things. All our tribes are available. And people can join. People can join the panel discussions and the Harmony Fest. If you just want to be a visitor, you can just join us through our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/group/sacredu.love. And the Harmony Fest will be live in there. Our panel discussions are live on there. For anyone who wants to be a participant in Harmony Fest through either a virtual stall, an online stall, which is a very similar to your in-person expos, except it's online. So everyone has their own online stall and also gets an opportunity to go live each day into our Facebook group. Or whether it's people who want to do a masterclass, run a masterclass, or if anyone is a reader, any type of online reading, whether it's tarot, astrology, human design, runes, numerology, anything like that, then we have the opportunity for you. And all the information on that is on our website, which is sacredu.love.
You know, you just mentioned some of the tribes and programs that you have and like the panel discussion, which I feel is so important, again, because it is that sense of other people's viewpoint. And yet, when whatever the topic is, there is a thread that runs through that. And I was just wondering, since you started this in the time of COVID, did you find now, several years past that, that people are still looking for connection as strongly as they might have been during a time of being locked down and isolated? Is that still ongoing and what you're finding with people?
Yes, because like connection is a human need. So people are looking for connection. A lot of it is in person, and we do have our in-person, you know, local tribes at the moment here in Australia, but really happy to set them up anywhere in the world where we go out and we have coffee and we meet in person. But we also have people now, you know, who are balancing that need for face-to-face contact with the online, because people have realized since through COVID that so much is available online, so much is available. And, you know, we live in a world of technology where it is so small because you know, you and I can just jump online. We're on the other side of the world, but we can have a good conversation, and we can do that anywhere. So no matter what you want to achieve, no matter what you want to experience, no matter what your interest is, it's all available online, and people are seeking that connection online as well. Yes.
That's wonderful. Any last words that you would like to tell our listeners before we wrap up here?
Really, is to really just trust. Trust your intuition. Sorry, I'm still getting my words mixed up because it's only 4:30 in the morning. To trust that guidance. And to remember, I have a thing called Anita Mujani, if anyone's ever read her book, Anita Mujani, her saying is, remember your magnificence. Really the amazing beings that we are, and to trust that guidance. It can take you to amazing places when we do. Very quickly, we haven't got into books, but this I'm looking for it here, but it's in my bedroom. Our whole community's been built on the surrender experiment, and just that is all about just surrendering and letting go and trusting. No matter what I'm doing, no matter where I am, it is for me. It's where I'm meant to be, and just to know that.
I love it. This has been wonderful as always. I so enjoy being in your presence, and I more so enjoy having the opportunity to interview you and introduce you to more people who might be wondering, where can they get that connection? How do they find other like-minded souls? So thank you so much for being here and sharing your story today. Many blessings to you.
Thank you, Leslie. It's been an honor. It really has been. And I love talking to you. I really, really do. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining me on The Client Whispers. Be sure to share this with friends and family. And you can drop me a line. info@lesleynace.com or connect on LinkedIn. And remember, that whisper you hear might just be the inspiration you need for success.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.